Donald Trump delights CPAC crowd with election year performance, see you next year. By Charlie Spiring on February 29, 2020. President Donald Trump delighted the audience at CPAC on Saturday with an hour and a half election year themed CPAC speech celebrating his victories for conservatives. The president took the stage by announcing the recent agreement signed by his administration with the Taliban to begin withdrawing American troops from Afghanistan. Taking a step back, Trump marveled at the great economic news for the country despite historic opposition from Democrats, the establishment media, and the dirty cops investigating his administration. "It's sort of a miracle when you think," he said. "It's sort of a miracle or the toughness." Pointing to the sky, Trump continued, "Maybe it's right there, right? Thank you," he said. "Thank you, God." The president also addressed the cloud posed by the threat of coronavirus threatening the country. After delivering a more serious news conference on the topic at the White House on Saturday afternoon, he praised his tough decision to ban travel from China last month, which he said was part of the reason the coronavirus had not spread as quickly into the United States. "I took a lot of heat, even from my own people. But we did the right thing," he said. He made a call for bipartisanship to combat the threat, but admitted that it was highly likely that his Democrat opponents would probably not drop their attacks. He ridiculed crying Chuck Schumer and nervous Nancy Pelosi for their continued attacks, despite the threat posed by the virus. "We have to make it nonpartisan if we can," he said, pointing to the seriousness of the disease. The president generated howls of laughter from the crowd as he recapped the Democrat presidential primary field and previewed the upcoming election year fight. He declared Mini Mike Bloomberg's presidential candidacy over, mocking his terrible debate performance against Senator Elizabeth Warren in the last two Democrat presidential primary debates. The crowd roared with delight as he squatted down at the podium to mock Bloomberg's height. "We hit a nerve there," he said. The mention of the campaigns run by Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Amy Klobuchar only generated laughter from the crowd. Trump said that former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were the only candidates he felt would be the Democrat nominee. "Who the hell would I beat the easiest?" he asked, doing a live poll of the crowd. The audience roared the loudest when the president mentioned Sanders. The president also spent time mocking sleepy Joe Biden's gaffes on the campaign trail but predicted that the former vice president would have a big win in South Carolina. The CPAC crowd cheered Trump's off-script commentary on the race and repeatedly shouted "Four more years, build the wall and USA." Trump said that his experience at CPAC was the conference that helped him seriously consider running for president. He promised to return to the conference the following year, taking for granted that he would win re-election. "God bless you. God bless America. We will see you next year," he concluded.